good last week. What's the difference in that? Is it mindset or?
We've gotten better and better at working together. This group of players, I like where they're headed in that they're understanding when they set the edge with extension and those things, and that everybody else can play. We had some nice examples of the guys that are activated coming off and knocking the line back and everybody else playing off of that. And that starts with their edge players. And our edge players did a pretty good job in that football game. So we're still looking to improve. We got some things to improve on. But we're understanding now when we work together and we play together and we play nasty within our responsibilities that we can definitely improve on what's been done. And that's what they're starting to put on film.
So he clicked in a way? Like it just kind of all came together? Or?
Well, what's happening is we're improving. We've been improving since we put the first four games away on our bye. We've gotten better at a lot of things. Working together is one of them. Getting each other on the same page. Playing together. When we're supposed to set an edge, set an edge. We need to improve on our red zone run defense. We can improve there. So that's where our emphasis needs to be. But we've gotten better at stopping the run, playing together in the run game, playing top down in the pass game, and also starting both halves. We've improved there. It's a mindset when you come out after halftime and when you come out to start a game that those are big drives, and we've improved there. This is a good challenge for us this week, seeing if we can do that against this caliber of players and offense.
Khalil Mack has as many tackles for losses as J.J. Watt. What does that say about your young linebacker?
He's improving every week, and what he does is from the very start, we've talked in here once a week about when he goes fast, when he starts fast on the line of scrimmage, leads with his hands, as powerful as the young man is, he can really knock people around. And he's improved and improved and improved. He's not letting formations mess with him anymore. So we're excited about him there. And in the run and the pass game, he's just continued to work. And he just needs to stay on this progression. He stays on this progression. Sky's the limit.
How much of a difference has it made the last 3 weeks with Woodson playing more in the box now? And what does that allow the defense to do?
Well, we've moved. What's great about Charles is this. We've been able to – he can see a call and practice it once or twice and get it right, both by his athletic ability and his mind. He can focus. It's one of the things that we're working on with our young guys is, hey, you may not be able to play with this guy forever. This is a Hall of Fame mindset. When you tell him to do something, he learns it and he locks it in and he does it. So that allows us to move him to create matchups. And he likes it, and we like what we're able to do. So he'll continue to move around.
It seemed like last year he was playing deep quite a bit. Was that, he was playing with Brandon Ross, kind of a younger guy. Has Brandon's improvement allowed you to maybe move him around more as opposed to having to put him back?
Well, we've had I don't know what a good term is, musical chairs at the safety position,
right,
in both years.
Yeah.
I don't know if my kids are playing that class yet, but I like that game, try to compete to get the chair. But we've had a lot of guys play there, so that's an advantage for a few things. One, they all learn how to do everything.
Right.
So then we can move the pieces accordingly. So that's happened. But B. Ross has definitely improved. And what we try to do is keep it simple, but still get the matchups to win games. To win those matchup situations. We've improved in some of the situations, some of the third downs, some of the explosive play shot areas. And so our job is to, like you guys have heard from me a bunch, is to put them in position to make plays. So by game plan, we'll move them around where we need to, but still keep it simple for them.
Back to Mac, when you guys studied him before the draft, Did you think he could be that special against the run?
What we really liked is his ability, just as a football player, to really be able to do everything, to be able to bend, uncoil, use his hands, play in space, play on the line. And in college, they used him in those situations. And you got to see a little bit of everything from him. So what we liked is the all-around football player with the ability to control edges or control what his environment is around the line of scrimmage or even off the line of scrimmage. So we really liked the full package. And then as he continues to develop, he'll learn more and more things about how to beat tackles or how to beat backs or how to beat tight ends. And he, you know, his arrow, he's going this way. His arrow's going up. So we like the full football player.
But don't those guys usually have more success on pass rushing than against the run early on?
You know, Khalil is so tough. He's very tough mentally, and he learns from anything that happens to him. So he's improved quickly in those areas, like when a tight end comes over in front of him, how he's going to attempt to block him, those things. He's improved so quickly there that, but that's what we liked about this young man is we could see his learning process. He didn't like being wrong. He learns. And so in the run game, it's getting harder and harder to trick him. And so that's why you see him. So sometimes edge players come in and they're exceptional. They're just super quick, or they got the longest arms ever and they just swim guys, or, you know, they use their natural ability. He's using both. He's using his ability, and also he's learning. So we like where he's headed.
That mental toughness, something learned about when he got here, something you kind of had a sense of before he got here. When did that part have been clicked into you guys?
He really, you could tell, we could tell talking to him and watching him that he just really loved football. And if you love football, then you'll push yourself through things. And, you know, we have the best job because of that. It's analytical, and it's also physical, and football entails all of that. So that toughness is everything. It's the love of the game, and you could see that ringing right out of it. We saw it all the way across everybody who met with him, and we saw it coming through this young man.
I was getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, especially the last few weeks. In terms of that translating to sacks, is it just if you keep getting pressure, sacks come, or is there something else that he can do to turn that pressure into
sacks? I would agree with your statement. He keeps getting pressure and learning how to rush and coverage working together. We've improved some rush and coverage working together. We obviously have to do a great job of rush and coverage working together this week because the young man with the football is very special, moving and throwing, and they have some good skill players, so we're going to have to be good rush and coverage. But, yeah, they'll come. Just keep pressuring the heck out of it. Keep making sure everybody knows who you are and where's 52, and that stuff will happen. As long as he's around the ball, we're happy.
What happened on the touchdown pass last week? I think DJ said that he and Carlos were switched. Is that true? Or what should happen on that play?
Yeah, they ran a sprint to the field, and we're in a position where those two guys are real close together, so we can pass that off.
They should have switched.
We can pass that off, yes. We can do two different things.
But in that instance, they should
So for Seattle, when they're looking at it, we have more than one option on that play, yes.
But last week, in that instance, against the Browns, they should have switched?
We can switch that off, yes.
I'll quit. I'm
done. If you don't have Carlos this week, how do you handle the slot situation? Who do you have?
Well, TJ's played a lot in the slot, and we have players that have played in the slot. You know, Nico's played a little bit in there, TJ, and some of those. So we will use different guys in the slot in different situations.
How's Hayden coming along, and can he handle a full load this week?
DJ's improved even since he got back on the field. You know, he's a lot, as Coach said, as Tony said, he's a lot like a rookie in that he got part of that year, and it's almost a year to the day, so if you got part of that year, then you'd be in the middle of your rookie year. So there's things that he hasn't seen, but he's learning from everything that happens to him, so we like that. He's in good shape, and we like that. So it's a process. He's right in the middle of a process of that every young defensive back, every young corner goes through. meaning they're learning routes, they're competing, they're playing through guys' hands. He knocked a couple of good balls away today. He had another route that he'll learn from that we'll go coach. So he's right in his process. He's right where he should be. He'll play some of the defensive snaps this week and going forward. And we have young defensive backs, and we'll use them all.
Is talking about the evolution for young cornerbacks, is TJ Carey maybe a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what he's able to translate from what he's learning onto the field?
We think TJ's done a great job in staying in the moment, staying focused in the moment, being able to play a couple different positions and punt returner. He's really good with when he gets his hands on the ball. He's been able to get his hands on the ball. He's got forced fumbles. He's got an interception. He's got his punt return. So TJ, again, same thing. He might be slightly ahead of that process, but what we like is that he's in his process. He's focused on every play. He goes back and studies these plays on his own. We love that about him.
With Justin Tuck being sort of limited in practice and things like that, it seems like his snaps have been they were down some on Sunday. Do you have to find, if you can't use him on every down, do you have to kind of have to find places maybe where he would be at his best in certain like situations or packages? How are you having to use him maybe?
We've talked about this before. As many guys that can rush and affect the quarterback as you can have, you'll find ways to use them. So we're going to continue to roll, and you're starting to see as these guys get working together, we've improved both on our edge play and more pressure on the quarterback. It's gotten more and more and more consistent, and we need to stay on that. So all of our edge players will play, and they'll all do it. So we'll look for our matchups, and we talk about it with the guys, and we try to pick the best matchups and best situations to use them in.
Do